Let's read the holy word of God in the streets to edify the saints and warn our neighbors. 2 Chronicles 7:16-20. For I now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there for forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David and thy father walked, do according to all that I've commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be a ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name. I will cast out my sight, and I will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. That scripture verse was about Israel. But you know what? It's true about America. If you reject the commandments of God, if you reject the ways of God, like Israel, God's going to judge America and the world. God's going to destroy America and the world. 2 Thessalonians 1 in flaming fire. Those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. So it's loving to come and warn our neighbors on this beautiful October day, as you entertain yourself in the flesh, that there's a spirit world you're going to be held accountable to on Judgment Day. Repent, Americans. Seek Jesus Christ, his shed blood, his death, his burial, and what he's done. Don't follow Satan's kingdom, this culture. Come out of the world in righteousness and truth. Lifting up God's word on this day.